We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Swings and crushes one. Left field. Way back. Happy birthday, Patrick Wisdom. Wow! A no-doubter. And the Cubs jump out. It is 3-0. And that thing was tattooed.
The first of four in the first two games of this series between the Cubs and the White Sox. I saw a friend of the show, Chris Kamka, tweet earlier. The list of people who've had consecutive multi-homer games against the White Sox. Patrick Wisdom the last 2 days. Rusty Greer in August of 1997. Okay. And then names like this. Albert Bell, Eddie Murray, Roger Maris, Ted Williams. Thank you, Chris Kamka. That's heady group for Patrick Wisdom. But, of course, that's where he is. I mean, this is his Cubs team, isn't it? I think it is right now. It's pretty amazing. It's 670 The Score. It's Matt Spiegel here with you. On a Sunday afternoon, hit and runs usually over by noon. What's going on? Well, I'm taking you up to 12:35 when Cubs pregame hits the airwaves for Cubs and White Sox, the finale of the Crosstown Series, even though the vaunted Wintrust Cup is over and decided upon. What did that feel like to see the Wintrust Cup handed out? Let's ask our next guest. He is John Greenberg, the founding editor over at The Athletic and their lead columnist for Chicago coverage. Dude's been writing a weekly baseball column for a long time now here this year. How many months I think it's been, John Greenberg? Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, good, man. Thank you. Yeah, I started it probably around the June or July, I think I started it, the okay. weekly column, just to give me something to kind of keep me locked in. You know, we don't get, obviously, clubhouse access. You can still grab guys in the field, but you know, I want something to keep me locked in on both teams. It's been fun. And by the way, I got to correct you on something.
Yes.
You know, I feel like it's a little rude, but it's not a cup anymore because the new trophy is now like a building.
Really?
It's like a big. It's like a big tower. Yeah.
So what? So
yeah,
it used to be the
picture of it on Friday.
Yeah, it used to be the BP Cup, but now it's the Wintrust
famously.
Tower. What do they call it?
Yeah, like the Wintrust. The Crosstown Trophy or something? I don't know. The Wintrust High Rise?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Look, they're getting a lot of mentions. And along with those mentions, I can tell them that it is a poorly devised trophy if we don't even know what to call it. You know? It should be called something that is similar to what it looks like. But that's not why you called. It's neither here nor there. I got to thank you for maybe my favorite thing that you pointed out in one of your baseball columns this year. Maybe my favorite thing is that Michael Hermosillo is playing baseball in part to spite Tim Beckman. And if you can't get behind that, then what can you get behind? The fact that the dude who invented WINT, what is necessary to win today, or whatever the hell it is, told him you're a 28th round pick. What are even the odds that you make it to the big leagues when he was drafted while a football player at Illinois? And he said, you know what? Screw you, Tim Beckman. I love that. So, and Hermosillo's he's kind of interesting, actually, Michael Hermosillo.
He really is. And I mean, it's like, he's not, you know, I mean, he's definitely someone to watch. I mean, they're not going to build a team around him, but you know, it's a great story. He's a local kid. We love the local kid angle. He made some really nice catches out there on Friday.
Yes.
Made two really nice ones, including that one at the wall. I think it was Robin Andrew Vaughn of a homer. Yeah, he's got some ability. And, you know, I talked to him the other day, and he said, you know, he got signed in the offseason, and they liked him, I think, a year before even, you know, their scouts did. And he said they were, you know, really – unlike Tim Beckman, they were very supportive of him playing baseball in the organization. And I overstated the Beckman stuff just, you know, for humor, but because he's like, yeah, he was probably right. But, like, I just feel like that's a really weird way to get – like, are you trying to neg someone? Is this like a pickup artist move? You know, yeah. you're trying to neg them to sign with your team. That doesn't seem like the best strategy.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you have no shot of going out with that person. Why don't you go out with me instead? That's like, that's not going to work for Tim Beckman. But, you know, we could do a whole show on what didn't work for Tim Beckman. There's some interesting guys on this team, and you saw it on Friday night. Patrick Wisdom has obviously earned a spot, and why not? There's only a certain number of guys, though, that you can say, well, why couldn't player X be figuring it out at this point? Like, I love stories right. like that, and we obviously have that with Patrick Wisdom. I think we have it with Rafael Ortega, and I can actually look at him and say, you know, look, there's a reason he hasn't played an awful lot in the past couple years. And, you know, I can go to the why not place with Rafael Ortega, but I think I'm done after that. I think after those two guys, I'm kind of done with the why not possibilities.
What about Schwindel? You don't like Schwindy, the Schwindy City?
Oh, man.
I didn't make that up.
I mean, he was the minor league player of the year in the Kansas City Royals system in 2019. So I got to give that up for him. But no, I mean, look, he can hit. He can legitimately hit, but I don't know. I mean, why hasn't it worked out so far for Frank Schwindel? He asked. Not really.
I just like his name.
Yeah.
It's just a great, like, fill-in player name, you know? And it's like, it was like good. I felt bad because I was using it as a punchline a lot.
Yeah.
Because it is kind of like a punchline name, right? You lose Anthony Rizzo, you get like Frank Schwindel sounds like, you know, the Big Lots brand of Anthony Rizzo. You know, yes. He's your generic store brand.
Right. He's the Dr. Thunder version of Anthony Rizzo. No, it's true. And he came up on that day when everybody got traded and they had, I think they had 19 people on the roster 45 minutes before the game in Washington on the day of the deadline.
Right.
And then they announce all these moves and one of them was Frank Schwindel and everybody was immediately like, that's not a real person. I'm sorry. That's just not a real person. And now we see that he actually is. So good on him for proving he's actually a human, you know?
You're right. I thought there was a funny quote though. I didn't see the context, but yesterday Wisdom, someone asked Wisdom, I think, like, about people counting out, you know, these 30-year-old like AAA guys, and they come up and he goes, like, if someone's doing that, that's on them. Like, all right, calm down for 1 second, Patrick. Like, if people are counting you guys out, it's because they never heard of you until this season.
Yeah.
But
you know, look, these guys have to be arrogant to be good at their jobs. Maybe not arrogant, but they got to be confident. And Patrick Wisdom was a first round pick.
Right.
I love. He was a big time prospect. I love the fact that Lance Lynn can say about Patrick Wisdom, I've known him for a long time, and I'm really wanting good things because they were in the freaking Cardinals system together, you know?
Exactly. And everyone says Wisdom was just blocked all the time. He just never had a place to go. So yeah, I think it's. I asked Ross about that the other day when I was at Wrigley. Just, you know, kind of when I was writing my "Is this the worst Cubs team we've ever seen?" column, I also wanted to give the other side and asked him what it was like to, you know, to manage some of these guys who are going to get extended looks that would otherwise never have got them, you know, and that is kind of cool. I mean, it's not, I wouldn't say like fans should be like focused on it and happy about it that these guys are getting extended looks instead of seeing a competitive team, but it is cool for them. I mean, this could change their lives. It could be a Josh McCown situation.
I love that Sahadev Sharma on your staff at The Athletic has started doing a column. Yeah, he's on the team for next year, which I believe is inspired by Ed Farmer talking about that, which gets played an awful lot here on The Score. So I love the nod. But who has Sahadev declared is on the team for next year? Ortega, Wisdom.
I think Ortega. Yeah. I don't know who else. I mean, I think Schwindel on there.
I don't know if he is yet. But it's a good column to write. It's a good thought process to write. I don't know how he feels about Efros, the guy who just got called up yesterday, or
right.
Alfonso Rivas, who we're going to see today. I wonder if Ian Happ is on the team for next year. I wonder if David Bodie is on the team for next year. Contractually, they both make sense to be so, frankly.
Yeah, and I would say even Bodie, maybe even more, because they signed him. You know what I mean? And he's not on.
Right.
You know, like Happ, they could just non-tender him. Because he's still arbitrary, like they did with Schwarber. You know, man, I wrote the other day that, you know, there's a case for just saying goodbye to those two. And frankly, there's a case to saying goodbye to Jason Hayward as like, you know, as final as that would be, like just saying, hey, we owe you this money. You know, we're going to pay you and sign, you know, we'll pay you this money minus whatever you get in like a minimum deal somewhere else. And just say goodbye, because, yeah, it sounds silly to say there's not enough at-bats for Jason Hayward, you know, when they don't have any players right now, but they don't. You know, everyone would rather see, like, other guys, even if they're, you know, these 4A-type players, getting his at-bats. Now, this year I would understand, you know, Ross not wanting to overexpose some of these guys, you know, and play them every day and just play them, you know, maybe a little more when matchups are maybe favorable. But, like, after this year, I think there's a real case to just say goodbye to Jason Hayward, too. And if they wanted to get rid of Happ and Bodie, and they would just pay Bodie not to play here anymore, you know, no offense as he's recovering from that tripping on the baseball injury. But, you know, I think there's a case for that, too. Just, you know, really just making a clean break from a lot of these guys.
Do you think that they will be aggressive in trying to field a team that offers a competitive brand of baseball so they can try and sell that publicly and sensibly, you know, try and get good quickly? Do you think they're going to be aggressive in the offseason headed in that direction?
Yes, but I don't foresee, you know, a bunch of huge contracts given out, right? I don't think they're going to be giving Carlos Rodon $100 million-plus, you know, or like, you know, Carlos Correa has been a guy that's been talked about. I don't know about that. I think they're going to look – I think they'll be aggressive at looking, frankly, like aggressive bargain shopping, you know, at looking for the Marcus Simeons of the world, you know, who don't get the big deals they want and then giving them big one-year deals.
Yeah,
I think you're going to see a lot of those short-term one-, two-year deals, and they're going to be aggressive in that way. I don't think they're going to be aggressive in instantly remaking this team. It's not going to be like 2007 all over again. You know, where they bought him out in 06, and then they just spend big that offseason to make an instant, you know, instant competitors, or even, you know, 2015, if you want to look at that, or 16. But, like, I don't think that's going to happen. I think it'll be bargain shopping. But I do think they're going to – I mean, they can't put a lineup like this out again.
No. I mean – a couple things there. The other thing about deals like that is they can double as potential sign and flips. You know, if you're out of contention, a 1 year deal or even a 2 year deal can become a very attractive trade asset if you are out of contention. So those guys can turn to sign and flips. But the 2006 to 2007 comp is really an interesting one. Have you written about that yet? Because everyone's looking to try and compare it to the 3 years of non-prioritizing winning on the big league level and the slow build that Theo did. And, of course, that's not even remotely what the comp is going to be. But 2006, ending a bunch of relationships and then going out, and that's when they spent the money on Soriano and others and immediately went hard and got good right away for 2007 and 2008.
I guess the big difference would be is they still had a foundation for that team, right? You still had Dempster. I think that's when he went from reliever back to starter, I believe. And then, I mean, you had Aramis, you had Derek Lee, you know, so you did have some guys from those teams to build on. And then, right, you had Soriano, and you know, and then they went crazy trying to add guys, you know, DeRosa, people like that. But they had something there. This is just a completely unique situation. I mean, it's a pretty unique situation in baseball in general, the way they just shredded those guys all at one time. I mean, that's something you see in the offseason. And you see that in the offseason when, like, Wayne Huizenga owns your team. it's not something you see from, like, a normal, like, well-run baseball team, because they painted themselves in the corner with all those guys having, you know, all their contracts coming up at the same time.
That is a painful, you know? That is a painful reference. Not that I was a Marlins fan, but he went out and bought them a title with Jim Leland, bought them Gary Sheffield and all these other guys, and then immediately sold them all off. As soon as they went, like, well, my job here is done. And he sold them off like cars immediately. And, oh, God, yeah. that's a horrific comp to make.
I mean, that was painful. I actually rooted for the Marlins in that World Series because I'm a Jim Leland guy. And I like to root against Cleveland.
Yeah, look at you, Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh underneath the core there. All right, what did you think of seeing 30 runs on Friday night? That's the game that people are going to remember from this series. A 30-run game, explosive Grandal. I guess the question is, and it's the overriding question in this baseball town right now, other than how the Cubs are going to rebuild, the other question is, are the White Sox good enough to win it all? And right now, I don't know if they pass the eye test, frankly, or the numbers test.
No, I mean, I've been kind of, I wouldn't say skeptical, but I think the matchups in the playoffs don't look, the DS matchups just don't look good. I mean, do you like them against the Rays and the Astros? Maybe the Rays a little more than the Astros, I would probably say people would say. And, you know, and here's the thing I've been kind of beating the drum about, and it's nothing they can control, really, but, like, you know, everyone talks about down the stretch, the most important thing is keeping healthy, and that's absolutely true. But, you know, if they could get home field, if they could have get home field advantage against the Astros, that would make me a little more confident because, I mean, their splits at home and a road are, you know, they're always, people are always better at home than on the road, but, like, it's pretty noticeable. They're, like, 20 games over at home and, like, 500 on the road. So, like, where would you rather have, like, 1 and 2 and 5, you know, in front of 38,000, like, rabid Sox fans who are frothing, literally frothing in the mouth and wasted beyond belief? Or would you rather have it, you know, in Houston? And I think Houston, I don't know if, I think their road record is actually decent. And, like, you know, they probably get, in the same sense, those guys are getting, you know, getting off a little bit on the booze and being like the villains and coming in and trying to shut fans up.
Oh, but yeah, still, they did so last year. They didn't care last year in the postseason. And on they're 9 over .500 on the road are the Houston Astros. Yeah, that's I think third best.
Right, you'd still rather be home. I mean, you know, I think the Sox especially. So, I mean, right now they're you know, going to be the road team in the DS. Right now they're scheduled to play Houston. Tampa Bay doesn't seem to be letting up at all. And, you know, it's just not great matchups for them. So, yeah, no, I agree with you. I don't feel great about this team. But, you know, you can see, like, this Cubs game, was so tough to, you know, because you felt like they knew they could score, like, 5 runs an inning anytime they wanted against the pitchers the Cubs threw out there. Obviously, it's a lot different yesterday with Alec Mills dominating. But, like, they were throwing out, like, I mean, meatballs. And, like, Ryan Messinger, you know, Keegan Thompson, I know, is a good prospect. But, I mean, you're going to be overmatched against this lineup.
Yeah, and you know, it's amazing when you see the Cubs making certain moves, like Rivas and Efros had come up yesterday, and they just DFA two pitchers who you've seen a lot in the past 3 weeks.
Right.
Like, you're like, whoa, okay, that's what we're dealing with here. I think we're looking at 66 players with these two guys. If they both get in today, we're at 66 players breaking their own record, extending their own record for most players ever used in a year.
Was that 12 or 13 was the most these are the most players in 12. It was one of those two, I would assume.
Yeah, I would assume so as well. I'll have to look. But
12, you know, it's funny. We were talking to, I'll just share this real quick. We were talking to Jed the other day at Wrigley, and we were talking about the 2012 season. And I wrote that big, if anyone hasn't read it, but a couple years ago I went and revisited the 2012 team. And I actually tracked down a bunch of these guys and interviewed them about what that season was like. You know, people that had, because for a lot of these guys in 12 and 13, that was their first and last, or maybe their second and last appearances in the majors. Like, a lot of guys ended their careers with those teams, and that's what happens when you're picking up these guys, some of them who were, like, at the end of the rope. And, you know, we talked about this guy, Alex Hinshaw. Remember Alex Hinshaw?
Oh,
probably
wow.
Not, because he pitched for, like, 3 times. He got picked up on waivers in, like, September, and he got released in September. And he gave up 3 straight home runs to the Brewers at Wrigley, and guys were hitting him, like, I mean, really down the street on Waveland. Like it was Aramis and Braun and someone else, and it was, like, it was really painful. And I actually talked to him about that. He got released the next day and never pitched in the majors again. And it, like, haunts him to this day.
Wow.
Was that what happened? I mean, it was like, if you go back, look at the video of it, you can find it. They're the loud people in the Cubs. It was like the loudest home run they've ever heard in their life.
That's why, and, you know, that's why these are real people, Greenberg. That's right. Why you need to stop using Schwindel as a punchline. You got to stop.
I get 100%. I'm all for Schwindel now. I like Schwindel, but no, you're right. Like, I mean, like, you can joke about guys and like, but it's true. Like, I asked Hinshaw in that interview, I'm like, oh, do you remember that game? And he goes, do I remember that game? It's like, dude, I've been like thinking about it for 7 years. Yeah, I remember my career ending.
Yes, I remember my baseball career. Thanks for asking. Well, that's the thing. There's great stories mixed in, you know? Right. There are really good stories mixed in because these are people getting their actual chance. And you'll hear them all in a matter of moments on Cubs White Sox right here on The Score. John, thank you for your time. Hey, by the way, is it true that there are two Cubs writers for The Athletic and only one Sox writer? And why is that? As I echo the fan base directly to you.
It is absolutely true. And you know what? They still, they're still getting, people still like to read about the Cubs. And, you know, the White Sox have a great fan base. James has an amazing, we measure engagement rate, you know, of how many people are engaging with his stories. His is like the tops in the company. That's how good it is. So that's why, you know, you're going to see during playoffs and down the road of those two helping out on the White Sox and me, obviously, doing a lot more work on the Sox. Like, I'm working on a Sox column right now for tomorrow.
There you go. See? All right. So. See, fans want to make sure that the proper attention is being paid. Thank you, John. Appreciate you.
All right. Thanks for having me.
You got it. That's John Greenberg from The Athletic right here on 670 The Score. Yeah, we had a conversation with Paul Sullivan last hour about fan flipping and coverage and such. We'll come back and talk about Patrick Wisdom.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And whether he measures up in National League Rookie of the Year conversation. We'll do that before we get out of here on 670 The Score. Patrick Wisdom is on fire. Matt Spiegel here with you, wrapping up Hit and Run on The Score. Cubs pregame coming up a little bit. Zach Zabeman, Ron Coomer, Pat Hughes. The men are coming on 670 The Score. It's been a great listen. Zach had a great call of the Wisdom home run last night. I think it was last night, his second again. In fact, I'm going to play live producer right here, Sean Anderson. I would like to hear that the Zach Zabeman call of Patrick Wisdom's home run And I'd like to hear SF6-2690, Patrick Wisdom from post of the Cubs game.
Here comes the 2-2. Wisdom hits one in the air, deep left field, going back Jimenez, he turns around, it's gone! Patrick Wisdom with his second home run of the night. Cubs now up 7-0.
I don't want it to sound like coming off rude, but like they're surprised and that's on them. You know, I know what I can do and other people know what we can do. I think there's a reason why we're here and why we are playing well and like we are. Obviously, team-wise, we want to win, and that's kind of the goal. But if we can just keep going, I think things will kind of turn around. And I'm so happy for Rafi and Frank and other guys, you know, down the line, just to come in and play like we've been playing. It's really special, and it's really fun to be a part of.
That's Patrick Wisdom. There's a reason why I am here, a reason why some of these guys are here, because they're talented baseball players. I mean, Patrick Wisdom was a first-round pick, 2012 draft from the St. Louis Cardinals, and he has always been a huge power bat in college, in the minor league system, blocked in St. Louis, in the minor leagues for the Cubs, and now here on the big leagues getting a chance to do it. He leads all National League rookies in home runs with 25. He's second among National League rookies in RBIs with 50 behind Jonathan India's 59. But guess what? Jonathan India has played in 40 more baseball games than Patrick Wisdom. He's got 166 more times at bat than Patrick Wisdom. Jonathan India is the main competition for Rookie of the Year. But Wisdom has a real shot. I think he's got to go on a continued home run barrage here. If he gets above 30 homers, and there's no reason to think he won't, if he approaches 35 home runs, Patrick Wisdom could very well win National League Rookie of the Year. And that would be kind of cool. Thank you so much to the great guests on this show today. John Greenberg from The Athletic, Paul Sullivan from the Chicago Tribune, Bob Kendrick, the president of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, and Doug Glanville from Marquee. Again, his show on tonight at 5 o'clock on Marquee Class is in session. Thank you to Sean Anderson for a great job. Well done. And nice to be back from vacation. Thank you for the warm welcome and the interaction there. Listeners, callers, texters, everybody who's been hanging around with me on a Sunday morning into Sunday afternoon. Cubs pregame is next. I'm back tomorrow at 2 o'clock with Danny Parkins all week long on Parkins and Spiegel right here on 670 The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.